You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. My name is Alfred and I'm one of the pastors here at Victory Metro East. I am so glad that you chose to worship with us online this morning. We are now on our third week of our series, The Ability to Produce Wealth. And today, we will be talking about the heart of the problem. And so if you don't, please open your Bible sa Deuteronomy chapter 8. Yes po, nasa chapter 8 pa rin po tayo after 3 weeks. And wag po kayo mag-alala, baka next week po, lampasan na natin yung chapter 8. Pero hindi ko po may papangako. So please open your Bibles to Deuteronomy. Yung pong Deuteronomy is the 5th book of the Old Testament, kung hindi po kayo pamilyar sa inyong Biblia. Chapter 8 po, verses 5 hanggang 10 po ang ating babasahin sa umagang ito. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. Verse 10, and you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today for your word. Lord, thank you that your Holy Spirit would minister to us as we listen, as we dig in, as we look at your word. Lord, I pray that you would prepare our hearts. Lord, that may you show us what's in our hearts today and that we will be able to respond to your word appropriately. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus our Lord. Amen and amen. Like what I said, pag-uusapan po natin ngayon is the heart of the problem. And the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. Let me say that again. The heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. As we can see in the text we read today, it is so important to know what is in our hearts. Because our, you know, whether in plenty or in lack, whether in abundance or in need, we will see what is in our hearts. And what's in our hearts will be magnified either by what we have and what we do not have. That is why Moses was so strong and exhorting and commanding the people of God at this point. To know then in your heart. Okay, verse 5. Tingnan po natin. So, ang una po natin pag-usapin natin is know what's in your heart. Know what's in your heart. Verse 5, it says, know then in your heart. Okay, know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord, your God, disciplines you. Okay, with just that verse, pwede na po tayong umuwi. Okay, tapos na po ang service. Because as we look at this verse, makikita po natin yung sinasabi ni Moses sa atin. No? You see, the nation of Israel was tested by God, not because God didn't know what's in their heart, but it was because the Israelites did not know what was in their hearts. You see, we have to be constantly, need to be corrected with our overestimation of ourselves. Di po ba? Minsan hindi natin alam kung gaano tayo kayabang. And kailangan po nating makorigan. And kailangan po makita ni Lord kung ano yung nasa puso natin. And that is why Moses was telling them. Okay, the idea here is to know. The idea of knowing here carries, okay, the idea that this has to be something significant. Something that is crucial, something that is solemn, something that is certain, something that is the central importance okay, that has central importance in what they need to do. So what Moses was telling them, know then in your heart. The idea of knowing here is not something to do with just knowing it in your head. Okay, it's not something to do with just knowing it, memorizing it. That is not just the idea. The idea here, that is why Moses said, not only know it, okay, napaka-crucial po nitong knowing dito. Kasi pag binasa po natin yung verses 1 to 4, ito po yung pinaka, parang ito yung pivotal niya, no? Area wherein, ito yung ginawa ni Lord, okay? Ito yung pinagawa ni Lord in the last 40 years. That is why you need to know this, okay? You need to know. You need to know in your heart. You need to make this, this has to be a heart-driven decision that you have to take God seriously. You have to take His word seriously because this decision that they're going to make about knowing in their heart, okay, about knowing what's in their heart will either break them or make them. And I believe that that is also true for us today. Knowing what is in our heart and the decisions we make in our hearts will either break us or make us. And that is why it is so important to know what is in our heart. They ought to know this by experience. Okay, they have seen this. Okay, the people that Moses was talking to here are the second generation of people. So ito po, mga bata pa po sila nung lumabas sila ng Israel, ng Egypt, and all the way to the wilderness for 40 years, they've experienced the goodness, the faithfulness of God in the lives of their people. You see, last week, sabi po ni Pastor Romel sa ating service, si God daw po ang ating GPS. Natatandaan niyo po ba 'yon? Kung natatandaan niyo po, please chat it in the chat box po, ano po yung GPS, di ba? Sabi ni Pastor Mel, God is our guide, our provider, and our sustainer. Okay? And that is what is the reason why Moses was telling them, know this. Know this in your heart. Okay? Know this in your heart that God has been your GPS. Know this, okay? In the afternoon, sabi ni Pastor Jerry, sabi niya, we must remember and not forget that God has led us in the wilderness. We must remember and not forget that what God has done for us. We must remember and not forget that sometimes God would test us. Know this in your heart. That's what Moses was saying. Take this to heart. Don't just remember them. Don't just recite them. Don't just recall them. Don't just say it out. But live it out. You must know this. Know this in your heart. Know that it was God who's the one who gave them the ability to produce wealth. Fast forward po natin in our day and time. Iba-iba po ang ating reality ngayong pandemic. Meron po sa atin na talagang walang-wala na. Di ba? Meron po sa atin talagang nagpe-pray kay God, and yet, wala pa rin, hindi pa rin dumarating. Yung mga inaantay mo kay God, dumadami na yung payables mo, pero hindi pa rin dumadami yung collectibles mo. Okay, pwede namang nandito ka rin, kaya sabi ko, pray ka ng pray, pero hindi pa rin dumarating yung provision ni God. Hirap ka na. Pero meron din po sa atin, iba dito ngayon, that God has been blessing you left and right. Di ba? Despite the pandemic, napupromote ka. Despite the pandemic, God is opening up doors for you. Despite the pandemic, okay, you're seeing the provision of God left and right. But again, what is in your heart? Because in plenty and in lack, God can reveal what's in our hearts. Minsan po, sobrang bilib na natin sa sarili natin. Kaya nga po, ang prayer ko po, as we listen to the preaching of the Word today, let us pray that the Lord will show us what is in our hearts today. Will you chat that? Okay, chat niyo po yan. No? Lord, show me what's in my heart today. Because it is so important to know what is in our heart. Why? Because our current reality reveals what's in our hearts. Is it faith in your heart? Is it fear that is in your heart? Or is it praising God in your heart? Or is it doubt that is in your heart? Is it thanksgiving that's in your heart? Or is it anxiety that is in your heart? That is why Moses was reminding the people, make a heart-driven decision to know and experience who God is. Because they are his children, as we read, in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Okay, ito pong sinasabi sa Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, in the NLT. Sabi po dito, for you are a holy people who belong to the Lord your God. Of all the people of the earth, the Lord your God has chosen you to be his own special treasure. Know this in your heart. Know this in your heart. Carve this truth in your heart. When, you know, when this is what's in our hearts, kapag may blessing na si Lord, kapag dumating na yung blessing ni Lord, kapag dinala na tayo ni Lord mismo sa ating promised land, kapag pinag-graduate na tayo ni Lord dito sa school of pandemic, okay? And we can count on this. Okay, let me tell you something. We can count on this. This will surely happen. This will surely take place. This will come to pass. Pag po tama yung nasa puso natin, when we know who God is in our hearts and we know who we are in God and what He has done in the past for us, then verse 10 will happen to us. Anong sabi ng verse 10? Tingnan po natin. And you shall eat and be full. Sigurado po yan. You shall eat and be full. You shall bless the Lord your God for the good land He has given you. Promising to God. And this is what will happen, okay? When our heart is right, when we have the right stuff in our hearts, then we will worship God. Then we will adore God. Then we will bless Him for all the good things that He has given to us. But, when our hearts are not filled with the right things, when our hearts are not filled with the acknowledgement of who God is and what He has done for us and who we are in Him, then verse 17 will happen. Tingnan po natin yung verse 17 at the English Standard Version. Sabi po dito, beware lest you say in your heart, again, that word again, in your heart. It is so important what is in your heart. It is so important to know what's in there. Many times, okay, tayo mismo, hindi po natin alam kung ano yung nasa puso natin. Tama po ba? Kasi yun po yung sinasabi ng Bible. No? Jeremiah 17:9 will tell you that the heart is the most deceitful above all things. Who can understand it? Tayo mismo po hindi natin maintindihan, pero buti na lang meron tayong Diyos na nakakaunawa at nakakabasa kung ano ang nasa puso natin. Kaya pag hindi niyo po alam kung ano po talaga yung nasa puso niyo ngayon sa mga oras na ito, okay, panalangin po natin, Lord, show me what's in my heart and Lord, help me. Lord, help me follow your heart. It is so important to note what we allow to come in, to settle, to camp, to reside, to dwell in our hearts. Trivia lang po. Alam niyo po ba kung ilang beses ginamit sa Book of Deuteronomy yung word na heart? In the English Standard Version po na translation, 43 times po ginamit yung word na heart in Deuteronomy. Can you imagine that? Okay? Of all these chapters, ang dami pong beses ginamit yung word na heart. In the Book of Psalms, it was used 112 times. In the Book of Proverbs, it was used 73 times. In the Book of Exodus, it was only used 30 times. Pero in the Book of Deuteronomy, 43 times. You see, what Moses was trying to tell the people, that the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. And I believe that that is also true in our lives today. What fills our hearts matter. What fills our hearts really matter. Minsan nga po, napapaisip ako, bakit ba hirap na hirap itong mga Israelites to trust God? Samantalang for 40 years na experience nila yung goodness ni God. Alam, pag inisip po ninyo, at this point, Moses was 120 years old. Di ba, pag inisip mo yung puso ni Moses, no? Pag tinignan po natin yung puso ni Moses, kung bakit niya po sinasabi itong mga bagay na ito. Kasi naranasan niya si God in 120 years, okay? For, you know, yung first 40 years niya, nandun niya sa Egypt, okay? As a prince, he was living in luxury. And then in the next 40 years happened. Okay, nandun po siya sa Midian when he ran away. And then another 40 years in the wilderness. But in this last 40 years of his life was the most amazing part of his walk with God. And he has seen the faithfulness of God in the lives of the people. And he has seen what will happen when you trust God with all of your heart. And that is why he's pounding on this. Know this in your heart. Watch out. Make sure you be careful with what you put in it into your heart. Kaya minsan talaga nagtataka ako, bakit nahirap na hirap silang mag-trust kay God? Pero bago po tayo magturo ng ating mga daliri sa mga Israelites, no? Di po ba ganyan din tayo? Sadya po talagang makakalimutin tayo. Sadya po talagang makakalimutin tayo sa mga kabutihan ng Diyos sa ating buhay. Kaya minsan pagka meron tayong pinagdaraanan, nakakalimutan natin. That is why Moses is telling us the same thing today. Know what's in your heart. And know this in your heart that God is the one who gave you the ability to produce wealth. Carve this truth in your heart. Ang tanong, paano po natin gagawin yon? Paano po natin i-curve yung carve yung truth na to? Paano po natin ma-allow yung truth na yan na mag-settle sa puso na? Paano po natin magagawa yung sinasabi ni Moses to know this in our hearts? Well, verses 6 and 18 will tell us how. Okay? First, we need to know what's in your heart, and now we need to know God's ways in our hearts. Know God's ways in your hearts. Verse 6, so you shall keep. Okay, so you shall keep. Again, that word, keep the commandments of the Lord your God. How? By walking in His ways and by fearing Him. That's according to the English Standard Version. So, know God's way in your heart. So what Moses is saying, in order for you to know this, in order for you to have this in your heart, you need to keep walking in the ways of God. You need to keep walking in accordance to the character of God. You need to live out His character. You need to live like Him. That's what walking in His ways is all about. And fearing Him. Loving what He loves and hating what He hates. Then verse 18. But remember the Lord your God. We've talked about this last week. Okay? You remember. So, hindi po natin masyadong i-dwell dun. But ito pong kailangan natin ilagay natin sa puso natin. Okay? Know God's ways. How? By remembering that it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Why? So confirms His covenant which He swore to your ancestors as it is today. Know God's ways in your heart. How? By walking in His ways. How? By acknowledging it is God who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Hindi po talaga atin yon. Hindi po talaga natin discard yon. Si God po yung nagbigay ng mga ideas even in our day and time. Siya po yung nagdala sa atin sa mga tamang tao, tamang lugar, at tamang oras. Hindi ba kayo namamangha doon minsan? Yung meron kang ginagawa, nagugulat ka lang, bigla nang may ino-open si God na door for you, and it is Him who gives you that ability. You see, lack will reveal what's in your heart. Abundance will also reveal what is in your heart. So it is so important what we allow to settle, rest, reside, camp, remain in our hearts. It is so important. That is why Moses was encouraging and exhorting and commanding the people of God, know this in your heart. And I believe that that is the command that he is giving us today as well. Know this in your heart. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 9 says this. I love this. Reading it from the NLT. But watch out. Be careful never to forget what you yourself have seen. Do not let these memories escape from your minds as long as you live. And be sure to pass them on to your children and grandchildren. That's exactly the same thing that he said in chapter 8 in a different way of saying it. Know this in your heart. Why is it so important to really know what's in our hearts? Why? Well, Proverbs says this, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Guard your hearts. That is why Moses was encouraging the people of God to know what's in their hearts. You know what's so amazing about God? He keeps on giving us reasons to trust Him. Now let's look at verses 7 to 9. I am just so amazed on how God placed this promise and these words and this description of what the land that they're going into. You see, what Moses said, know what's in your heart. And then how do we know what's in our heart? Well, you know, because the Lord will reveal it in your heart. You know, the Lord will reveal it to you. The Lord will reveal whether in plenty or in lack. And then you need to understand that it is God, okay? You need to know God's ways by acknowledging it, by walking in His ways. And then itong sabi ni Moses, this is how you will know that God is trustworthy. This is how you will know that God is trustworthy. Verses 7 to 9. Let's read it. From the English Standard Version. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land. Okay, He's not bringing you in just any land. No, He's bringing them into a good land. And then He described how good this land was. This is so exciting. And then God said, a land with brooks, with streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills. And a land with wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, olive oil and honey. A land where bread will not be scarce. And you will lack nothing. A land where rocks are iron and you will dig copper out of the hills. You see, when you contrast that in their wilderness experience, okay, first he said there will be an overflow of water. In the wilderness, they had drought. I mean, they had to ask Moses for water. And yet when God says, I'm going to bring you to a land overflowing with water. In the wilderness, there was only manna and it was only given to them on a day-to-day basis. In the promised land, God is saying, I'm going to overflow you with grain. Overflow you with grain. And then in the wilderness, there was lack and shortage. In the promised land, in this good land, there will be precious metal that will overflow. That's how vast and magnificent and wonderful this promise that God was giving them. And He's telling them He is trustworthy. That is why it is so important to know what is in our hearts. As I land, this is what Jesus said when He was speaking to the religious leaders of His time. It is so important to know what's in our hearts. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, as we wrap this up, God allows us to experience plenty and lack so we can see what is in our hearts. It's not for Him to see what's in our hearts because He already knows it. But it is you and me that need to know what is in our hearts. We can trust God in whatever situation we are in because we are His children. And He will continue to be faithful to His promises. See what? You know why we can trust God? We can trust God in plenty and in lack because He will give us the ability to produce wealth. In application, if you are in plenty today, acknowledge God. Bless Him. And keep on walking in His ways. And fear Him for the rest of your life. Thank Him. Thank Him for the blessing. Now, if you are here today and you are in lack, trust God. Trust Him. And keep walking in His ways. Keep doing what He says is right. Fill your heart with His word and His promises. And last application, I pray that all of us will have a daily heart check and ask God, Holy Spirit of God, will You show me what's in my heart today? I just want us to pray. I just want us to ask the Holy Spirit, like what I said from the very beginning, you know, ask the Lord to show us what's in our hearts. And maybe as you're listening to the preaching today, God is bringing conviction into your heart. Maybe there are things that are not pleasing to Him that is in your heart today. Maybe you are in lack and instead of trusting Him, you are questioning Him and doubting Him. Well, you know, that is natural. Natural to sometimes doubt God, but don't stay there. That is why Moses said, know this in your heart. You belong to Him. You're His children. Know that. That you are God's treasured possession. Know that. Know that you are His child. Know that in your heart. Trust Him. Trust Him. And then ask God to forgive you. And if God is prompting you to, you know, just to ask, and there are things in your heart that is not right, would you just ask God right now to forgive you and cleanse you? Because He said in His word, if you confess your sin, He is righteous and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And that's a promise. Let's know that. Let's know that in our hearts. One last group of people I want to pray for. You see, all these things that we talked about in the last 3 weeks is in the context of a covenant relationship between God and His people. And maybe you're here today and you don't really have any idea what that covenant is. And maybe you have no idea if you are part of that covenant. Well, in order for you to be part of this covenant between God and His people, you see, Jesus made this covenant. He offered this better covenant when He came. And when He died on the cross for you and me. And if you have never received Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, maybe this is the best time for you to do that, to be a part of this covenant, to be a part of knowing who God is. Is it to know who God is in your heart? That is the beginning of this journey. If you're here today and you're listening and you are, you know, worshiping with us and you know in your heart that you have never invited Jesus in your heart, would you pray this simple prayer with me? In your own words, just say this, you know, wherever you are, just say, Lord Jesus, I want to be a part of this covenant relationship with You. Thank You for dying on the cross for me. Thank You for giving up Your life so that I can have eternal life. And Lord, today, I open my heart and to receive You to be my Lord and my Savior. Lord, help me know in my heart that I belong to you. And Lord, I pray that may you continually walk with me in this life. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you pray that simple prayer today, would you please send us a wave emoji so that we can connect with you, we can help you with this decision that you made today, because we want you to grow in your relationship with God. Again, the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And let me just speak a prayer of blessing to all of us as we end this worship service. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.